in a world of mindless movie cliches. One podcast fights back. Critics are calling it profound, epic, free. Prepare to revisit your video cassette memories of the 1980s and 90s. Behold, it's VHS Rewind.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. My name is Mark, and I am talking tonight with Chris Tafar. How are you, Chris?
Gobble, gobble.
Yeah, I mean, I'm psyched for this. I just bought my turkey tonight.
You did not.
Yeah, I did. We bought our turkey earlier this evening.
You do frozen? A completely frozen one?
Yeah, we're doing completely frozen. Is that bad?
No, not at all. Not at all.
I don't know.
We bought
a huge one, though. I'm not talking about my turkey.
I want to say ask. Like,
I'm just kidding.
do you cook? Are you the cook?
I cook literally 100% of the meals that are eaten in this house.
Do you deep fry it?
The turkey? Yes.
No, you don't.
No, I would love to do that. I don't have the nerve. And I don't have the death wish.
Exactly. I don't have the stomach.
And it's also pretty expensive to deep fry it. I mean, the oil is very expensive. The amount that you have to have, you're only using it once. To me, it just makes more sense to cover it in olive oil. This is how I make it.
This is what I want to hear.
Oh, okay. This, if it is a kosher turkey, I would brine it. It's not a kosher turkey. This is a butterball. It's a 24-pound butterball.
24? What are you having people over?
Later in the day, yeah. It was also on sale, so we had to get the biggest one that they had. It was like 49¢ a pound, so it ended up being like $12, you know? For 24 pounds of poultry. And so I would brine it if it was kosher. It's not. So what I'm going to do is basically, I'm going to have my son do this with me. We're cover the whole thing. Basically, you dry it, you know. I shove onions, garlic, lemon, and stuff like that into the turkey, like, you know, up into it. And then I covered olive oil, salt, pepper, maybe some rosemary, and that's it. About 3/4 through, what I'll do is I'll do the whole top with some type of good butter, like melt, you know, kind of rub it into it. When I say good butter, I mean like grass-fed butter. And then I do the rest of it, and it gets brown, and it's done.
Nice.
I have no idea how long I'm going to cook this for, though.
It's like 12 hours. Yeah. And what sides? Do you do anything, you know?
Yeah, I mean, exotic? I make, I don't know about exotic. I mean, I'll make a real mashed potato.
Okay.
I don't like turnips. Nobody in this house likes turnips or anything like that. So
what do
I'll
you
make,
do?
Like,
mash those? Do you mash those too?
The potatoes?
No, the second thing you mentioned. The turnips.
Yeah, I don't know how to make. I don't eat them. So I don't make them. And stuffing. I'll make a cornbread stuffing.
Good.
I might make two different stuffings, one with jalapeno in it.
Nice.
You know, and like the casseroles that everyone makes. And that's it. I mean, everything else is probably going to be canned or frozen. What about you? What kind of,
Well, like last year I tried to cook for my in-laws and between...
At your house?
Yeah, at my house, between having so many people in the house and trying to keep them, you know, hey, you want chips, you want
And you start stuff. Drinking wine.
And you start drinking wine, and then no matter how much I prepared the night before, it was such a madhouse. Like, just – it was so stressful with the turkey and everything else that you couldn't do the night before that you had to do there.
Yeah.
Setting up the – I did not want to do it anymore. So now we're going to the in-laws, and they will do all the cooking.
Good.
They're doing the
but
turkey.
It's real food. It's real cook. I mean, it's cooking.
Yeah. And so – and they go all out. You know, they'll do the turkey, and they also do like stuffed lobster shell, lobster tails, which I love.
Yeah,
you know?
We were talking about this. We were like, we heard about lobster and we were playing around with the idea. I don't know. I'm leaving out part of my meal here. What I like to do is I serve a lunch before. I don't like to do the 2 or 3 o'clock dinner. So I'll make lunch. So I was thinking about making lobster bisque. I was thinking about making salad, lobster bisque, and stuffed like mushrooms or something.
Just, damn, I don't ambitious.
Know. Well, that stuff isn't too hard to make, believe it or not.
I don't know. Depends on how many people you're having. I mean, I'm not good at cooking for a large group. You know, mm-hmm. I can follow a recipe for what, 4 people, but I have to double it, and I just can't. I can't.
24 pounds of turkey.
24. I mean,
I don't know. I mean, it's going to be a challenge. It's definitely going to be a challenge. So, what do you think about when, you know, Thanksgiving Day comes? You know, that Thursday comes. You know, like, feels like a Thursday. This is awesome. I don't have to go to work tomorrow, and then there's 2 more days I don't have to go to work.
Yep.
You know, it's awesome. Everybody loves Thanksgiving. But
you gotta eat turkey. You gotta eat turkey those 4 days.
Well, all you want to do is eat turkey until you eat the turkey. You know, like, ugh. You know what? Chicken tastes better. So,
you know, when I was a kid, that was all about the Godzilla Fest.
Yeah, there was like good stuff on TV.
Now my mom would put on the Thanksgiving Day parade, but I gotta tell you, I never understood why people stood out on the street from like 6 in the morning to watch this thing.
I would never do this.
Earlier. I just don't understand.
I mean, I could jump on the train and be there in 35 minutes, but I will never do this. I grew up here, you know. I'll never do this. You know what? It's like going to that fake news channel on, you know, show on Channel 4 in the morning where people stand outside waving at the cameras like idiots.
Oh my God, the Today Show.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like that. Like, I'm just not going to do it. But I always appreciated it. And it's always been on in my house, like you said, like your mom would turn on. It's like, hey, parade's on, you know, and it's like you watch it like you're a zombie.
What, I'm just comparatively speaking, what about New Year's Eve? Do you do that? Would you do that in Times Square?
No.
Okay, just curious.
Nothing. The closest I've gotten to that is working when I worked at the Village Voice, I went home at around 10:30 at night, because I had to close a paper late, so nope. I left the city that late. It was already madness. What about you?
The closest I have ever gotten to some sort of mass gathering is when I went to a football game and did the tailgating, which was a real, you know, interesting experience. It was freaking freezing. You know, so you're not only out in the parking lot early in the morning, you're there the whole day, you know, because you're there for the game and everything. So I don't know. I would never go to Times Square. Never.
I mean,
ever.
There's too much crime in this world.
Too much crime. It's usually cold and freezing.
Yeah, it is January 1st.
And, you know, so, and the same with the Thanksgiving. Like, people bring their kids.
It's idiotic. Like,
I just don't get it.
I'm the guy who falls asleep at 11:15.
Yeah. Really? I'm usually asleep by now.
Yeah.
By this point.
Too much wine.
I do appreciate the Thanksgiving Day parade. It is a holiday perennial, you know, and my family would have already started drinking by this point, because we did do the early dinners. Mm-hmm. So that means we start drinking earlier too.
Well, yeah, I mean, you have to have, like, you skip breakfast, you go right into kind of a tasting the foods thing at around 8:30.
Right. You're right.
Taste the stuffing. It's 8:30. My mouth tastes like toothpaste. Don't worry about that. Have some scotch. And
exactly.
And, you know, and everybody's in a great mood for about 2 hours. And then, you know, 10:30 hits.
Then the family tensions start bubbling up.
What do you mean? What do you mean she's not coming? All I asked her to do is bring potato chips. She can't bring potato chips. Stuff like that.
She can
nonsense.
Just forget about getting anything for Christmas. Damn it.
Yeah, we used to have like the big Like, even though I am Jewish, like, you know, the Italian side of my family would come out during these type of days. And we'd have these big, ridiculous Italian meals where it's like, you know, there's turkey, but there's also, like, a lasagna. Like, and big ziti and all this ridiculous, too much saucy foods. But the premise of this episode is to bring us back to 1984. For the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
1984. So I was still in high school.
How old were you? You don't have to disclose that. But I was 11.
Right. I was a junior. So I was a junior in high school. So whatever age that is. I'm not good
12,
at that.
12.
For 17. I was 17.
So I'm going to play a few of these clips. And I don't know. I guess we'll talk about it. A lot of this is visual. So one thing that I want to point out in this particular clip is they have a few of the upcoming things with the parade, which I never quite understood. Like, are these pre-recorded bits that they're going to play later? I thought the parade was live. So if you look, Joey Lawrence is like looking at the camera like he can't believe what he's seeing. And he's so adorable.
Is that who that kid is?
Yeah, it's Joey Lawrence.
That's Joey Lawrence?
I think so.
My God. Okay, so I thought it was just some random kid.
Here we go. No, it's not. You can't mean the kid is so rehearsed. And you'll hear him later in another clip.
NBC proudly presents its special holiday coverage of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. The Macy's 58th Annual Thanksgiving Day Parade is coming to you live from New York City. Your hosts for this great event are Brian Gumbel, Stephanie Kramer, Pat Sajak, and special guest host Florence Henderson. Ooh. Together with an exciting lineup of stars that include Rich Little, Tony winner Hinton Battle, and the Broadway cast of The Tap Dance Kid. Nice. From Hill Street Blues, Daniel J. Trabanti, James Sicking, and Bruce Weitz. Marie Osmond, Robert Vaughn, Broadway's Avna the Eccentric, Maureen McGovern, Jacques Dambois and the National Dance Institute, Dionne Warwick, Tim Conway, Kay Ballard, from the television series V, Mark Singer and Jane Badler, the Radio City Music Hall Rockettes, Dom DeLuise, from Broadway's My One and Only, Georgia Engel, Placido Domingo, from Riptide, Tom Bray, Harry King, and Joe Penning, from Gimme a Break, Joey Lawrence, Irene Cara, John Schneider, 1984 U.S. Olympic champions, Mary Lou Retton, Greg Lucanus, Tim Daggett, Evelyn Ashford, Tracy Ruiz, Rowdy Gaines, Tracy Calkins, from Cheers, John Ratzenberger, the Wyatt Brothers, from Different Strokes, Danny Cooksey, Desiree Goyette, the U.S. Coast Guard Academy Corral, Punky Brewster, Soleil Moon Frye, Audrey and Judy Landers, the Gold Dusters, a special salute to the Statue of Liberty, the Moco Jumbie Dancers, and terrific bands, plus hundreds of clowns, beautiful floats, and the most spectacular giant balloons in the world. All that and much, much more, including a special visit from Santa Claus. The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade is sponsored in part by McDonald's, sponsor of McDonald's houses across the U.S., by Ideal, maker of fine toys, and by Oshkosh Bagosh, maker of the genuine articles since 1895.
Now, well, I kind of paused it there because I did want to mention you're not familiar with Oshkosh Bagosh, right?
I've heard the name. And for some reason, I thought it was a bagel place, but you're saying it's clothes?
Yeah, it's like kids' overalls.
Oh, okay.
I don't, bagel store. Bagels.
I thought it was a bagel store. I
Oshkosh Bagosh. I'll have a lox. I'll have a lox everything.
What about Ideal Toys? I never heard of them.
Isn't Ideal, I don't know for sure about this, but isn't Ideal the spinoff from Mattel that made like the magazines for like M16s for the military? No. Mattel does do that. You know what Ideal is? They make models. Like, okay. You know, that's where I know the symbol from. Like, you know,
yeah,
like
they
rubber
that,
cement and stuff like that.
they showed that logo, and, you know, it kind of looked familiar, but I just could not – I couldn't tell you what they made.
Yeah, I mean –
And you know, Ronald McDonald House, I always give props to Ronald McDonald House.
You said you have a little bit of a story, right, about that?
Yeah, I mean, when my first child was born, you know, she was a preemie and
– Oh, I didn't know that.
It was very tense, and there was a Ronald McDonald House right across the street from the hospital, and it was such a nice thing. You know, we were stressed out, and we didn't want to drive back and forth from the hospital because it was, you know, just like 30 minutes, and we were a wreck. And this place, you know, they just let you come in, and you get a place to sleep. They give you food.
What kind of food?
It's really
like
a nice outfit. I really...
I'm kidding. I'm joking. No, that sounds really... I didn't know that they even did that, to be honest with you. I didn't know that this was a thing.
Really, forgetting the McDonald's connection, I mean, it was just a life-saving thing to have.
That's awesome.
So I always give a props to Ronald McDonald House.
Yeah, I always hear about it and everything, but I don't really... I still don't really understand what they are. Well, you know, like you were saying, you know, it's... Basically, it's when you're going through a completely crappy time in your life and you need something like that.
Yeah,
you know?
It's it was related to the hospital, so you had to have business with the hospital. And
you know, it's interesting.
It's a place for you to crash and just get some nourishment.
So your oldest was a preemie?
Yes.
You never know. She's like a giant.
Like I say, it's... It was such a really – because it was a firstborn. We'd never been through that before, and it was so tense. And now you see her, and she's like this just amazing.
Oh, yeah. I would never think that she's like, you know, tiny or anything like that. You know, usually preemies end up, you know, tiny.
So, I mean, this – so you notice from this litany of stars that were read to you, you know, this is heavy on NBC sitcom people.
But it's also,
NBC,
you know,
shows.
It's pretty weak. I mean,
hey, man, Daniel J. Trevante.
Oh my God, and Bruce White.
Bruce White. I'll have you know that the cast of the Tap Dance Kid that they mentioned that mm-hmm. included Alphonse Ribeiro.
Yes, I remember that.
Ribeiro, whatever. His
it's
name
a tap dance kid. No, you know, you take NBC, you know, and it's like, all right, we have. I forget his name, Danny something from Different Strokes. You know, we don't even get Gary Coleman or...
No, we don't get the...
The other ones? I don't know.
And I mean, these were shows at the time. I don't know if they were, you know, Hill Street, was that ever really popular per se?
But we get John Ratzenberger. We don't get Shelley Long. We don't get Ted Danson.
Do we want Ted Danson or Shelley Long?
I think that he's a little bit more of a celebrity than.
That's true. That's
John
true.
Ratzenberger.
But can either Shelley Long or Ted Danson sing a song like John Ratzenberger can?
Well, I think we will find out that actually in an upcoming clip. Is that your cue for the John Ratzenberger clip?
Yeah, let's play. Ratzenberger, because there's some interesting facts here.
All right, let's rats it up. Okay.
Slavin on the hit TV series Cheers, but he also just got married in September.
That's right, September 9th.
That's wonderful. So this Thanksgiving morning, he definitely has a lot to be grateful for.
You betcha.
And here he is, and I hear you're going to sing for us.
Yes, I sure am.
Are you ready?
I am.
Are those vocal cords warm?
Sounds
good to me.
Warming up anyway.
Trainwreck TV.
I'm giving thanks for all things bright and beautiful. The falling snow, the mistletoe, a rainbow.
What'd you say?
Maybe he can't sing.
There's no microphone. I mean, these are all lip syncs. Yeah, it could be anybody singing. Also, that's a Woody Woodpecker balloon.
Yeah.
What's the point of that? I mean, Well, who's paying for that?
Not rats.
Wonderful.
Ouch.
For Santa Claus and Jingle Bells, shooting stars and wishing well, and dreams that now and then come true. And most of all, I'm giving thanks for you.
For you.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Enjoy the parade. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Woody,
Pat Sajak. Pat Sajak is coming up to him.
This is very bittersweet because, you know, Ratzenberger is given thanks because he just recently got married.
Right.
But, you know, he got divorced in 2004. So it's kind of sad.
This kid. So John Ratzenberger wasn't so bad, I guess. I mean, it was. I don't understand the point of singing that song. I don't know. Usually you use this as a vehicle to promote something, and I'm assuming he was there to promote Cheers, maybe. I'm not really sure.
You got me.
What was your favorite clip out of all of these?
All right, so not that one. Not, you know who was the best, I think?
Tim Conway?
Was, oh my God. No. We'll get to him. But the best delivery, best song, and the one who gets the best applause is
you.
Stephanie Kramer, who sings God Bless the USA.
And here it goes. But I think they spell her name wrong on the screen.
This is the woman who starred... She starred in Hunter with Fred somebody. I forget his name, Fred somebody. But the Hunter TV show. Here's Stephanie Kramer.
Here you go. I'm adjusting.
We should point out Stephanie Kramer has an animal background.
Say that again.
That is an amazing mink she's wearing.
Yeah. The collar alone is like 60 minks.
It's almost as fluffy as her hair.
She's the best lip syncer.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, it's Step Fanny.
It's her body language during the song is just.
Oh, yeah, it's like awesome. She's really into it. Can you hear this okay?
Yep.
Look at I like the clowns behind her. Just kind of doing a little knee bounce. And the guy clapping, like, it's not even in any rhythm that exists in this world, is clapping.
I like the tracking problems.
It's like double tracking problems. You see, it's on the bottom and the top. She really went for that note.
The crowd loves her.
Us, and for a very good reason. She's leaving our spot here on 77th Street to head into the parade. She's going to get on there and ride back down to Herald Square, and she said her goodbye with a song.
Young Pat Sajak.
Good way to do it as we continue with our coverage of Macy's parade.
Still not his real hair.
Pat Sajak, you pervert.
She was my favorite musically.
Sure. I could see
what
And she was just also the nice best looking. You know, she was fitting to the role. She didn't look uncomfortable.
Yep, yep. Speaking of uncomfortable and terrible singer, why don't we segue then into Punky Brewster, who is an incredible lip syncer.
All right. Now, who is the person who announces this?
Brian Gumbel.
Yeah, young Brian Gumbel.
I mean, all through this thing, I bet you Brian Gumbel is like seething underneath that he has to say these things like, oh, the delightful Punky Brewster, or the, you know, just when he introduces other things.
Yeah, like he's like, I could be at home making turkey, drinking wine.
Or he's like, I should be doing hard-hitting news, and here I am doing this crap.
Right, I'm an African-American newscaster, and I'm stuck at the, like, Thanksgiving Day parade announcing Soleil Moon Frye. Like, what kind of name is this? And you know what else is interesting about this clip? And hopefully whoever's listening to this will go and check out the clips. The people who she is on the little carriage with or whatever look so just pissed off. Like, they can't believe they're, like, hanging out with this, like, 8-year-old girl with like mismatched shoes or something.
It's Punky Brewster on like a, you know, a clown ambulance that's full of clown doctors and nurses.
Annoyed.
She's singing Swinging on a Star, and if I was stoned, it would really blow my mind. I'm like, what am I watching?
So here we go.
We're back now in New York, looking to the heavens for a little warmth. And at this time, we'd like you to meet, the delightful Soleil Moon Frye, 7-year-old
delightful
star of NBC's new comedy series, Punky Brewster. This morning, she too is looking upwards.
I mean, how cute is this girl, though? She's an idiot.
A mule lives an animal with lungs and ears. He can't
stop
anything in years. His back is
red
and his brain is
blue.
He's dressed
like
stupid with
a
stubborn streak.
Remember, she was in an episode of Where's Rodney?
Looking hot. Turd. Hot turd. And all the mice darn in
the guy who's pushing is like, this is the highlight of my whole life. I spent 8 years on the London stage for this. And the crowd goes wild for Punky Brewster.
We're back now in New York.
Back to you, Brian. You know. But yeah, she, you know, I don't know. I have to give kids a little bit of a pass sometimes because I think she was a cute little girl and she grew up to be like a hot woman. So I give her a pass.
All right. But I bet you can't give a pass to Maria Osmond.
No, I could pass every. You know, the Osmonds get a complete pass. And if you're listening to the show and you haven't like completely, you know, killed yourself yet, we're going to be reviewing, Chris, you tell them, the Osmonds specials.
For after the Thanksgiving holidays, maybe even before. I mean, we have so much to cover.
I'm ready to watch them.
We're going to be reviewing old-time Christmas specials by the likes of Sonny and Cher, the Osmonds.
A decade of Osmonds every year.
We're going to do every Osmonds Christmas special. there's a whole decade of Johnny Cash Christmas specials that we're going to do. I'm actually looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the music. I'm looking forward to the camp.
I'm ready to get involved. I really am. But
I want to do it tonight.
Yeah, seriously, I really do. I feel like staying up for 48 hours just watching this stuff. Like you and I and a box of wine, just stay up all night. You know, a box of wine. All right, are you ready? This is Maria Osmond appears in the 1984 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Coming up behind a new arrival to the parade, this one's furnished by Hallmark Cards, a flowering garden that is called Rose Petal Place. A giant watering can, the home for Rose Petal.
He does not announce Marie Osmond.
Also up aboard, the villain of the piece, a nasty spider going by the name of Nastina. All in all, it is a happy morning for Rose Petal. We hope a happy morning for us all. Aboard, Marie Osmond.
Oh, you're right.
See?
Beautiful.
There's Marie with a bad haircut.
Look at those big teeth.
I can see them from here.
Friends. Everybody needs friends. Were those doves?
There they go. To cheer you up when you feel like never get those back.
Yeah, they did launch doves, right?
Hi, Marie. Yep.
Now this one has the highest production level.
Certain that float is way above.
That's what friends are for. So if you see someone without a smile.
This one reminds me of more of a modern Thanksgiving Day Parade float performance.
Nothing better than
or a Disney on Ice kind of affair.
Now this, the woman that comes out of the cannon or whatever she's coming out of is the representation of our mother-in-laws that we will be seeing in about 4 hours from the airing of this.
Nastina, why do you always have to be so grumpy and mean? Don't you ever love anything?
Love? Me?
Listen to this funky beat.
I love to hate.
I'm snapping my fingers.
Tap my toe.
Nothing more delicious than being gloriously vicious. And by far it is my most outstanding trait. I love to hate. I love to hate. A conviction that I quite appreciate.
You delight in being a
when she screams, she makes this like sound. It's so annoying.
Demonstrate.
This.
She's supposed to be a spider.
Oh, really? I thought she was supposed to be like a evil witch or something. That's enough of that. Wow. That's all that I have to say. Wow. I feel spent. I feel like,
here's, you know, you and I worked at a company that had a costumed character.
Yeah.
And I was in that costume. And just seeing what some of these costumes can do and the people in them can do, I mean, it's amazing the way that they can dance around with these big heads on. I could not do that in that costume that we had.
I guarantee there's tricks of the trade, you know. If you go to Disney World, those heads aren't flopping off, you know.
No, I know. And they're probably very well secured as ours wasn't. But, I mean, it's got to be hot in there. Plus, it must be hard to see. And some of these floats and things where people have these hats on, like when we get to the Cabbage Patch, they're doing dance steps and stuff. I mean, it's just amazing how they.
I'd say that the Cabbage Patch
to each other or whatever.
The Cabbage Patch ones seemed to be the most difficult because the heads are huge.
Yeah, they are.
So I was just going to play the Superman float, the comment of the Superman float. It's a pretty short one. I'm not really sure what they even talk about.
Patterson and Mary Lou Retton filled in. I took my son downstairs to take a break with me. He's only 5 years old. His primary concern was not taking the break, but getting back upstairs in time to see Superman.
I think the music's weird.
I thought it was the Jaws music.
Two E's being handled by 50 youngsters on the ground this morning.
Oh, tracking.
That's pretty bad.
It's like an evil thing. Like, it's...
Yeah, I don't know why that's playing over the Superman float. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it.
I don't even think that's music from, like, Superman the movie. You know, I don't know what that is.
It's like some generic type of thing.
Unless our listeners can recognize that piece of music, I'd like to know what that is.
Yeah, I would love that. Now, I wonder, you know, 1984, Superman 3 had already been out, right?
Out and gone. and it killed the franchise.
Yeah, the franchise was dead, so why have a Superman float?
Hey, but you could say that about a lot of these floats. Like,
yeah, like Woody Woodpecker. There's a Raggedy
Ann float that Bryant Gumbel introduces. And, you know, it's like, who wants to see a Raggedy Ann float? Is
yeah,
that
but
a
who cuts the
thing?
Check? Who cuts the check for that? I'm curious. Because nowadays when you go to it, it's like there's going to be a Pokemon float. And that is part of an entire franchise. Like, you're not going to have, like, a random... Like, you're not going to get a Chili Willy going down...
You're not going to get a Calvin and Hobbes.
Well, you're not going to get something in the public domain, you know?
Right.
So I'm just kind of curious as to what the motivation is for these, like a Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah. Like, how do you get a float into the parade? Like, what do you? I wonder what you have to do.
Well, we worked had a float. I guess we could find out from them. I'm just kidding.
I think I did work on some sort of contract for that.
I remember I did some type of color correction for the float itself.
I wonder if that float is still in the parade today.
I'm not sure. You know what I have from
probably
that?
Not.
Here's an interesting little factoid for the Macy's Day Parade. I have a few of them. They were given to me. They're the 75th anniversary snow globes for 2001 that were never sold because they have the World Trade Center in there.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I have like three of them. I have to like kind of see if they're worth anything. But all right, so what do you want me to play next? We have Rainbow Bright. We have
Well, we're getting into the more difficult ones too. I think there's only like a few left, but the Rainbow Bright is, I think, the more annoying of the two between Rainbow Bright and Tim Conway. But Rainbow Bright is only 32 seconds.
Well, I was gonna say how annoying can it be if it's our shortest clip versus our longest clip?
Oh, wait till you hear.
All right, here we go.
An old favorite, the Rocking Horse Push Float. It's ridden by Rainbow Bright. You know, movie westerns may be out of style, but never a rocking horse.
See that costume there? I mean, that's I can't. How does she stay in there?
What are two of those pants?
The pants.
Yeah, that's a little annoying. But yeah, I mean, it's I don't understand what the deal's with the pandas and
yep.
Why she was on a rock.
I'm not
horse.
Even sure who's Rainbow Bright. I don't even remember.
My wife liked Rainbow Bright when she was a kid. Yeah, but she was six when this came out, so she's from a slightly different generation than even I am. So yeah, I think we're going to finish this up with, two things. We have Tim Conway, of course.
Yeah, but you want to do that
parade
one?
Highlights thing, but do you want to... Oh, you know what? We have to play that because that's the Joey Lawrence clip.
Okay.
What a kiss ass this kid is. You give this kid a script and he learns it. You know, it's like, you know what I like about Joey? He shuts up and he learns his lines and that's it. That's what Joey Lawrence is.
Ouch.
So that's what this is.
Well, one of the prime symbols of this day.
By the way, the best float in the whole parade, as you were saying, the turkey's awesome.
Yeah.
And I hate floats.
Brian Gumbel just introduced Dionne Warwick as one of the better talents in our time. What?
Did he really?
Yeah.
I gotta rewind that. Hold on, I talked to
her. She also was wearing a mask.
The turkey float, taking a ride down Broadway in this 58th annual Macy's effort, one of the better talents of our time, Miss Dionne Warwick.
It's a weird kind of compliment,
I know,
though.
Man, it's like,
it's like one of the less ugly people in the world.
Donald Duck makes a great... That is one of the most famous characters around these days. He is Garfield.
Well, I'm just going to pause this for a second. I just remembered it. Whoever taped this had the foresight to realize that what they were taping was awful, right? Now, I wish they did just press record and walk away. But on the other hand, I appreciate the opinions that they're basically throwing right in our face with these edits. Like, nobody cares about Dionne Warwick. Go on. And if you notice at the end of the Joey Lawrence thing, it just gets cut off. It goes. So, I'm just going to...
Probably his best-loved cat in America, although he's probably more accurately described as a human in cat clothes from his characteristics there.
Well, in the parade lineup is a magnet to float coming to us from American Greetings. It brings to life the wonderful world of Strawberry Shortcake. This morning, Strawberry and all her friends have chosen the song Celebrate to do just that for this holiday season.
I'm waiting for, like, under his breath, I'm a goddamn adult reading this nonsense.
You're not supposed to play a scene with either animals or youngsters. Evidently, he never met our next guest for joining me as the star of NBC's program, Give Me a Break, young Joey Lawrence. Good morning to you, Joey.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too, Mr. Gumbel.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving to you, buddy. You've got a pretty good scene here. You get to see everything that goes on.
I wouldn't miss this. You know, there was another thing that I've always wanted to see, and that's how they blew up the balloon the night before.
The West Side.
Ouch.
A little bit. John Ratzenberger, the know-it-all mailman on Cheers, on the way to make some rather small air mail delivery.
Can't see you in there, John.
You know, I really hate all the banter, kind of like, and there's the know-it-all mailman. Maybe he's out there trying to deliver some mail. Like, no, he's an actor, and he's just in a stupid parade. Like... that's one thing I have to start pointing out. Maybe the next time we review one of these, how, you know, the banter is just kind of strange. It's like, there's Snoopy. It's like, no, that's not that's friggin' balloon. Like, who are you fooling here? No, anyway, so here's Tim Conway promoting. This is the biggest promotion of the parade, in my opinion. This is what paid for the parade.
Now, is Tim Conway, like, famous in 1984? I think the Carol Burnett Show was off the air by this point. I don't know. It's just strange that he's in this at all.
Yeah, I was thinking about the same thing. Kind of like, who said, well, we need a spokesperson. We need somebody on our float that people know. All right, so who can we have that really speaks to the kids? Hey, how about Leif Garrett? No, he's drunk. Tim Conway. How about Tim Conway? Who?
Yeah.
The guy from the Carol Burnett Show. It's my cousin. You know, that type of thing. And it's like all of a sudden Tim Conway's on it. I like Tim Conway. I always did. I know you might not be the biggest fan, but you know, that's your problem. But here's Tim Conway promoting Cabbage Patch Kids.
And Mr.
Oh, I just want to point out that 1983 was the holiday where Cabbage Patch Kids came out and people were like hijacking trucks and killing each other and getting into fights. So this is the...
And when you see them here, you're like, what is the big appeal?
Yeah, they basically look
scary.
Yeah, they're creepy. So.
Tim Conway.
Hi, that's me right here in the Cabbage Patch. You know, all Cabbage Patch kids live down yonder, just waiting to be adopted. You know, these kids are just like children we all know. They're huggable and lovable. And they
see the guy behind Tim Conway?
And that's what
we're here for today.
He's happy to be there.
Let's meet them one by one.
Hi, I'm Sybil Sadie.
She's pushy and a little bit snobby. Collecting bugs, that's her
Tim
hobby.
Reading the script.
Good morning, I'm Tyler Bull.
Well, Tyler's mathematical and a little mysterious. He's awfully reliable, but kind of serious.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm Marilyn Suzanne.
Well, she's prissy and awful pretty. She's always primping and, well, she's kind of witty.
Hello, everybody. I'm Georgia Ann.
She's a comic. She's a comic.
See how they do these dances?
It's upside it's down.
Morning, folks. I'm Dawson Glenn.
Now, Dawson's a cowboy through and through.
How many cameras do they have on this float? It's all choreographed perfectly for the cameras. $100.
This grandma in particular, this costume.
But it looks like the same one. It looks like the spider.
Yes. What's that? What kind of animal that is?
A llama?
Cabbage Patch Kids, miserable bunch. Every time there's a kid, there's one less cabbage for me to munch.
Yeah, I kind of hate this.
I know it.
Wait a minute. Who do we call on when there's a job to be done? Who's the captain of our team? Who is?
Is that the guy from Bill and Ted behind him? Yeah, I'll take a refill on that wine.
I gotta go to the bathroom. Call me when it's over.
Alright.
Is the turkey ready yet?
I thought you really had to go to the bathroom.
No, I was kidding.
That's what happened to the Cabbage Patch.
Wait, let me pause it for a sec. In your house, would it be like the kids are saying, can we change this? This is stupid. And your mom would go, no, you're watching the parade.
Unless Godzilla was starting on Channel 9 at 1 o'clock. Then...
It's like, but it's Rodan. I don't see anybody clapping in the audience, actually.
That too, its lips is sinking.
That flows furnished to us by Coleco Industries. We'll come back in just a bit.
Coleco?
Yeah, Coleco.
Kay Ballard sings Home for the Holidays, and the Raggedy Ann balloon makes its first appearance in Herald Square.
As we wind down the parade festivities on this Thanksgiving morning, a lady has rolled down the 34th and Broadway, who is no stranger to these parts. She's a star on Broadway many times over. Miss Kay Ballard, Home for the Holidays.
Who's Kay
Never
Ballard?
Heard of her. Yeah. Never heard of her.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
Kill me now.
Cause no matter how far away you roam, when you find
she used to be a man.
She
still is. Strong-looking woman.
A home that knows your joy and laughter, filled with memories by the score, is a home you're glad to welcome.
Do you hear that in the background? You suck. That was on the tape. Oh, wait, what is pulling this cart?
Watch
the fake applause.
Look out, that's blowing out of the control.
It turns. Look at this. They make it turn like.
To the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Actually,
I'm not sure she needs any introduction either, but she's twirled atop us. She is Raggedy Ann in such proportions of you as you.
Why wouldn't Raggedy Ann need an introduction? I don't understand. Was there a time where she became popular again?
That's what I'm asking. Is the I don't know who was what was Raggedy Ann like? Did she have a? She didn't have a TV show at even in the 1920s. You know,
well,
they didn't have TV.
I remember when I was a kid.
She was a comic, maybe. I don't even know who she is.
Well, Raggedy, Raggedy Ann, I believe, was just a doll.
Was it a doll? Okay,
I'm looking it up real quick. I was a kid. I remember there being. I had a Raggedy Andy.
Right, there was a Raggedy Ann and Andy, and boys usually got the Andy.
Yeah, thankfully.
Unless you were.
A fruitcake, a Tinkerbell, you are a meathead. I'm just looking at the origins here. There's really not too many years. 1935. And if you know that movie Annabelle?
Yes.
The original haunted doll is a Raggedy Ann. Like the one that the movie's based upon.
Right.
That might not be good for sales. It's like the Chucky doll. So we finally have the parade end credits.
So, I mean, what are your thoughts on the parade? Did you enjoy the parade?
I get the same feeling that I would have gotten back then where it's like, all right, you know, I had a good time watching it. I really did. I watched it last night. And watching it again is a little bit tougher. I'm looking forward to 85 to see what that's all about. I don't know. What'd you think? What kind of emotions did it bring back?
It was fun to revisit these Thanksgiving parades. I'm looking forward to doing more.
Yeah.
I want to do current, you know, like 2013. That has no meaning for me. But these ones from when I was a kid are they do hold a special spot for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the oldest one I could find video footage of, actually. I mean, I could find ones from 30s and 40s and, you know, it floats around, but nothing with these kind of performances. I mean, back then you didn't really have as many commercials in the middle of it all. Or rather, there wasn't as promotions, rather. That's what I mean. I don't know what the first year of televising the Macy's parade was. I
don't know, but they said this one was like the 58th.
Yeah, and we're coming up to
Day Parade, so
I believe 2026 will be the 100th.
Is that right? Okay.
And like I said, the 2001 was the 75th.
So unless they have more incidents like that year when some of the balloons got away from their handlers because it was too windy and
yeah, you know what? It's funny. I was going to be a handler for the one that we had.
No way.
Yeah. Well, you probably could have been a handler. I just didn't want it. Like, I didn't want to. You had to be there at like 4 a.m.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving for free. Like, no thanks. I mean, maybe in retrospect it would have been cool, but nah, I'll pass.
That's a good way to see the parade from being in the parade.
You know what's a great way to see the parade? From your living room.
From your living room.
With a fresh box of wine.
Or scotch.
Or scotch, whichever one tickles your fancy for the morning, for a morning beverage. But all right, I'm going to play the end credits. And
yeah, let's roll out on the end credits, and we will be back with 1985.
The year of, I'm curious to see if they're going to touch upon Back to the Future. I wonder if it's going to get into movies.
I'm actually kind of interested to see how many floats stay the same.
Yeah,
year after year.
It's like, here's Punky Brewster again. Here's footage from 1984. So here we go. And Santa's there, and there's a kid with him.
With time just enough to say goodbye. Pat Sajak, thanks very much for joining us.
All right, thank you. Good to see you again. Happy Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you, Pat. And Stephanie Kramer, always a pleasure. You added a lot of class to this. Thank you.
Santa's beard is kind of yellow from all that
sports. Okay, we'll see you again next year.
Pat Sajak just said to Stephanie Kramer, you added a lot of class to it this year. What the hell does that mean?
And we'll see you next year, Stephanie, but she doesn't show up again.
Oh, really? Well, I don't know why. Is it classless? I'm not really sure.
It's tacky.
Maybe.
For all the good folks who helped to put this thing together, I'm Brian Gumbel. Thanks for being with us. Enjoy the holidays.
The Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade has been sponsored in part by Oshkosh Bagosh, maker of the genuine article since 1895, and by Idea, maker of fine toys, and by McDonald's, sponsor of Ronald McDonald Houses across the U.S. Hotel accommodations for some guests of this program were furnished by Berkshire Place, an Omni Classic Hotel in exchange.
That was a party.
For reservations at Omni Hotels in the U.S. and Europe, call 800-228-2121. That's 800-228-2121.
Hello, Berkshire. What's up with the constant noise? Oh. How weird. It's just people yelling. Is that the whole thing?
This is Bill Wendell speaking. Happy Thanksgiving.
Aw, thank you. You too.
Still another 30 seconds left.
God bless us, everyone.
That's it. Thank God.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I thought that was a lot of fun. All right. So, Chris, I'll see you next time for 1985. Gobble, 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 gobble